True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
So inspired by this piece that I saw in the Wall Street Journal, Sue, a couple of days ago about prenups and the prenups of the super wealthy, Susan L. Ward is going to join us here in a moment. But from that story, listen to this. They have some people that are quoted. And, you know, they also indicate that a prenup that might be enforceable in New York City might be tossed in London. The impetus for this story is because Bezos is getting remarried this weekend, and he did not have a prenup the last time. We don't know if he does.
Well, he
this
didn't
time.
Have his money back then either.
Well, he had a fair amount though. He just didn't have as much as he does now.
I thought they started it in the garage, and she was helping, and they were married for 25 years and all that.
That might be. Okay, but listen to this. There are lawyers in this piece that say we have the agreements vetted by lawyers in jurisdictions to make sure there's not going to be a problem. That's if, you know, something is enforced in New York and might be in another country. But this is the one that really stuck out. A couple of these prenups can lay out who in a divorce supervises the packing of personal belongings or can require a spouse to move out within 30 days. Some clients demand that their prenups stipulate that a spouse maintain a specific weight within 20 pounds of what it was on the wedding day, or exercise 4 times a week during the marriage. Others want financial penalties for cheating. One attorney described a client seeking $1 million a payment for each affair. And then there's this. Randall Kessler, an attorney that's based in Atlanta, recounts a professional basketball player client who insisted in his prenup it acknowledged that NBA players are known to have affairs, so cheating could trigger costly penalties. Susan L. Ward, I don't know how much experience you've had with any of that stuff,
wow,
but those get kind of crazy, right?
That is crazy. Those are things I haven't even heard in 34 years.
Right. Well, I don't know if you were able to read that story, but that kind of got me interested in having you on. How are you, by the way? It's been a little bit since we visited.
I'm great. It's been too long. Yeah, good to talk to both of you.
How common are prenups in Missouri, in this area? Are they kind of rare or not?
And I don't know that they're rare, but they also are not common. You know, they're consistently around. But it's not kind of that big city, coastal crazy wealth that you hear about, like with guys like this. They're here.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, one of the things they also say in this piece is that the ultra wealthy clients aren't trying to leave their spouses with nothing. But one of the attorneys says they're often willing to provide enough in the prenup so it won't be a big negotiation. And they even say that there's sunset clauses. This is interesting. Under which the agreement expires after 10 or 20 years.
Yes.
And that's a way to acknowledge that long marriages grow into genuine partnerships. I mean, I don't know what it would be like. I can certainly see that somebody that does not come from a lot of money, who is perhaps marrying someone who's uber wealthy, might feel a little awkward if a prenup is put on the table. That could certainly affect the entire relationship. But when you're talking about big clients worth billions and billions of billions, there's a lot on the line, right?
Right, absolutely. And here, you know, he's worth billions of dollars. They've had a $50 million wedding, if you hear tell it, you know, and she's, Lauren Sanchez is a professional in her own right. And most of the time, these super super, super duper wealthy people just try to keep things separate. And like you said, give each other a little money, know that it's not just for the money. But what you see here in the Midwest and the corn-fed country is you usually see second marriages where the parties have children already from the first relationship. And so the idea of a prenup is to not only protect what you've already earned at a certain point in your life, but to also potentially protect children and assets that you've amassed before this next person comes into your life.
Which totally makes sense, right? If your mom gets remarried, you want the money. She wants the money to go to her kids, not necessarily her husband and his kids. I get that.
Right, right. Or if you marry someone that doesn't have children, but they're, you know, much younger and you don't know if you're going to have kids together, that kind of thing. You want to provide, you know, like Mark was saying, they provide for the other spouse and that there are these sunset clauses. But you want to know, number one, that it's a true marriage and partnership. It's not, everybody is afraid of the gold digger, be they man or woman. Mm-hmm. They're afraid of the gold digger coming in the second time around. And rather than have that defensiveness, parties try to do a prenuptial agreement to calm everyone's nerves, their own and usually their grown children.
One of the things they also refer to in that Wall Street Journal piece, it's not necessarily only about money. They do say that sometimes there's step agreements under which a spouse might get $5 million if there's a divorce after 5 years, and then $20 million if it's after 10 or something like that. But a lot of it also, and I don't know if you deal with this, is confidentiality. Because when you have high-profile couples, and I'm guessing Angie and Brad and people like that, and that got nasty and it took like 10 years to, you know, finally come to a conclusion recently, but they want to make sure that ex-spouses don't share things that are intimate. Financial records, embarrassing stories, things along those lines also come into play, don't they?
True. They do. They do. And you have to be sure that each side is getting something for what they're giving. So, you know, what's good for the goose is good for the gander stands here, which is we don't want to talk about embarrassing situations. We don't want to disseminate finances, you know, and in exchange for that, I will protect you and keep you financially, you know, should we fall apart. And you're absolutely right about how the money payments or the support payments could get bigger as the marriage gets longer, which is also why the sunset clauses, as you're calling them, sometimes come into play. They're very fragile agreements. I think that a lot of people think that, hey, we made this deal and it's ironclad, but I really caution people in terms of how we go about them. Everybody's got decent intentions, but they're hard to enforce sometimes.
Susan, this is Fred Bottomer. What do you advocate with your clients when they're getting married? Should they have separate banking accounts, separate checking accounts from
their
spouse?
It depends what number of the marriage it is, Fred.
Oh, really?
So people are probably smarter by round two and three, huh?
No. No, because we all have forever hope, right?
Yeah.
Everybody lives with hope. But what we do on a second time around is if there's a prenup, great, but you have to make sure that everybody, each side is represented, that there's a ton of time before the wedding, that there's full disclosure of all the debt and the assets, because you want to know if somebody's got a ton of debt. You want to have plenty of time to go through those things with independent counsel. And then there are also ways under Missouri law that I tell people, in spite of your prenup or without a prenup, yes, here's how you can keep this asset separate property, as Missouri calls it. Or here's how you can keep this money separate property under Missouri law, so that if the prenup fails, we can probably have a significant portion of assets protected by other measures.
But if you had to put a percentage number on the clients that you deal with that have prenups, I'm guessing it's still a pretty low percentage, isn't it?
Oh, it's very small. Yeah, I would probably, my clients, probably 5% or less.
But I asked you this question, I think, about a year ago, and maybe I was surprised by this. What percentage would you say of divorces end up going into a trial?
Oh.
About 5%.
Okay, that's still a pretty low number.
It's still very low. Our divorce litigation, our trial percentage is the same as most litigation. 90 to 95% of your cases are going to settle. Now, that may be on the courthouse steps, mm-hmm. which means that, you know, we've spent significant time and energy getting ready for the full-blown trial. But at the end of the day, we probably try between 5 and 10% of the cases a year.
And is there a way to categorize why those five, and these have to be high asset cases if they're going to trial?
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Won't they?
No, they could be custody and they could have
custody.
No assets.
Okay, really? Yep. So is it more so that where people are just inflexible and trying to come up to an agreement with the kids is what you're saying?
I mean, it's one of the bigger reasons, but custody is really important because whether you have money or not, if you're going to feel strongly about what that parenting plan looks like, you're going to go to trial potentially. But I tell people that you really got to think about that return on investment. If you're going to spend $25,000 on a trial or, you know, $100,000 on a trial, what's the ROI?
Right.
What are you getting out of it?
Right.
Are you getting one more night a month with your custody? Are you getting 2 nights a month with custody and you're spending their entire college account over it? You know, you got to kind of look at all of that.
Susan, do you recommend that people look at doing a prenup before it, or are you fine with the 5% and it's usually the way to go?
I find that prenups are, they're just so mercurial in terms of, judges are so mercurial in terms of how they're received, at least here in the metro area, that I don't love them. I certainly take them when they're part of the case, but in terms of do I draft them and review them, I'm very cautious about how that happens. And we are very, very careful here about how much time is before the wedding. And I won't do it if the other side's not represented. And there's many factors where a prenup could fail. And if I'm going to take that prenup, it's not going to be, you know, 3 to 10 weeks before the wedding and just check market. I can't do that.
By the way, if you need any help from Susan, you can always go to the website, stlfamilylaw.com. It is great to catch up with you. Since we have last spoken, I've been raving about this on the air. You got a new office, don't you?
Ooh,
I do. It is nice digs in De Pere, right off 270 in Manchester.
Awesome. We're sending people there on a regular basis. Hopefully not too many people because these are emotional cases, but obviously you're there for them if they need you on the website. Best way to contact you. Thank you, Susan. I appreciate it.
Okay, take care, everybody.
Thank you.
I don't think any of us are going to the Bezos wedding this weekend, but that story was really, how about the NBA guy that says, you know what, pro basketball players have affairs, so let me have some. And maybe somebody signed that? That's even crazier.
Yeah.
Get more at 971talk.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.